You're tuned in to the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Whether you're here to discover fresh insights or simply be entertained, we've got you covered. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Active Action Podcast. I'm really glad that you're here with me today. And in this episode, we're going to talk about something that I think all of us struggle with at one time or another, that is having patience and staying composed during difficult times. Whether it's dealing with a frustrating coworker, waiting on long-term career goals to finally come together, or simply navigating the ups and downs of life, patience is one of the important qualities that never stops feeling like a challenge. And if you are anything like me, you'll probably had your fair share of moments where you just wanted to throw up your hands and say, enough already. But here's the truth. Patience is a skill. It's something that can be learned, practiced, and strengthened over time. It's not an all or nothing trait that some people are born with and others aren't. So today, I want to share some insights, personal stories, and practical strategies that can help you develop more patience and learn how to keep your cool when life puts you through the wringer. By the end of this episode, I hope you'll feel more confident in your ability to remain steady, even when you feel like the world is testing your limits. So let's get comfy, maybe grab a cup of tea or settle in a quiet place, and let's talk about patience, how to cultivate it, how to maintain it, and how it can actually make life feel a little bit lighter when the going gets really tough. Let's start by breaking down what we mean by when we talk about patience. Patience isn't just about waiting quietly. It's the ability to maintain a peaceful mindset and inner steadiness. And while you're experiencing a delay, a difficulty, or something that isn't going your way, it's about resisting the urge to lash out when you're frustrated. It's about letting go of the frantic need to control everything and instead trusting the process and understanding that some things simply can take time. I know that it sounds easier said than done. We live in a world where almost everything is on demand. And if we want to watch a movie, we just stream it. If we are hungry, we order takeout from an app and get it delivered in minutes. We constantly are surrounded by instant gratifications. But real life changes, big accomplishments, healing from personal struggle, or even something as mundane as getting through a tough work project, these things don't always like happen overnight. They unfold gradually, and that's where patience comes in. I remember when I just started out my career and I had this vision of how I wanted my professional life to look. I was so eager to get there that the waiting was painful. Every step I took, it felt like taking forever. Every setback felt colossal, and I'd get frustrated when things didn't happen on my ideal timeline. It took me a long time to realize that these delays weren't necessarily signs that I was failing. They were just a part of the process. It wasn't until I learned to slow down, accept where I was in the journey, and trust that I was putting in the work that I started feeling more at ease. And ironically, when I relaxed a bit, some of those goals started become together and started coming together and more smoothly. So one way to start cultivating patience is to reframe how we view delays and difficulties. Instead of seeing them as personal attacks on our happiness, we can view them as natural parts of the journey. That project that's taking ages to finish at work, maybe it's teaching you a new skill or a new way of problem solving. that long wait before you get the health results from your doctor, it's a chance to practice mindfulness, to lean on your support system, to remind yourself that worry doesn't speed anything up. The obstacle in your personal life that's making you feel stuck, perhaps it's pointing you towards a new perspective, a different approach, or a deeper level of self-understanding. Now, reframing isn't always easy. It's not like you can snap your fingers and suddenly feel enlightened about every delay or difficulty. But you can start small. The next time you feel yourself getting impatient, maybe you're stuck in traffic, your commute is taking forever, take a moment to notice what's happening inside you. Are you testing up? Is your mind racing with negative thoughts? Are you getting angry at drivers who are doing nothing more than just existing on the roads? Recognize that feeling, acknowledge it, and then try to let it go. Maybe turn on some music that you love and enjoy a little jam session while you wait. Or listen to an audiobook or podcast you've been meaning to get to. Instead of seeing the wait as wasted time, try to make it productive or at least pleasant in some way. Over time, these small shifts can add up. Another important aspect of developing patience is learning to be present. While we are impatient, a lot of time we are either dwelling on something that happened in the past, or we are obsessively focused on what we want to happen in the future. We hardly ever firmly grounded in the present moment. Mindfulness techniques can be incredibly useful here. Something as simple as focusing on your breath can help anchor you to the present moment. Let's do a quick exercise. If you're somewhere safe and you're able to do this, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. So, exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of four as well. Now notice how your body feels. Notice the air moving in and out. Notice any tension in your shoulder or jaw and try to release it. Just taking these few moments can create a little pocket of peace in an otherwise stressful time. Practicing this kind of presence helps break the cycle of impatience, because impatience often stems from a desire to escape the current moment and get to the next thing. But when you're fully present, you realize that this moment is the only thing that's guaranteed. You might as well as make peace with it. Sure, it might not be perfect and it might not be what you want it to be yet, but it's real, it's here, and you can handle it. Now let's talk about self-compassion. When we are going through tough times, it's easy to beat ourselves up. Maybe you think you should have handled a situation better, moved faster, or accomplished something sooner. But impatience often grows stronger when we are too hard on ourselves. Instead, try treating yourself like you would treat a good friend. If your friend came to you and said, "I'm so frustrated that this project is taking forever," how would you respond? You'd probably say something supportive. You'd remind them that these things take time, that they're doing their best and they're allowed to feel frustrated, but they don't have to let it consume them. Try offering the same kind of kindness and understanding to yourself as well. Recognize that everyone has their own timeline, and you're exactly where you need to be at this moment, even if it doesn't feel ideal. Let's also consider the importance of boundaries and realistic expectations. Sometimes we become impatient because we're overloaded ourselves. We have said yes to too many commitments, set goals that are nearly impossible to achieve in a short time frame. or we're simply trying to force something that happens faster than it naturally can. In these cases, patience and composure might be easier to cultivate if we step back and reassess our load. Is there something we can let go of, delegate, or postpone, or so that we are not constantly running on empty? Patience is easier when you're not feeling completely overwhelmed, and learning to say no or to push back deadlines when possible in a form of kindness to yourself. That can prevent a buildup of frustration. Another angle to consider is how we manage our reactions to adversity. Patience isn't just about waiting. It's also about how we respond when things don't go as planned. Maybe you're facing a personal challenge that feels unfair, or you're waiting for an opportunity that's taking forever to materialize. It's easy to start blaming circumstances or even people around you. But what if, instead of blaming, we acknowledge the difficulty and then choose to respond with calm determination rather than anger or despair? To do that, try creating a pause between the event and your reaction.
You are listening to the Active Action Podcast. Visit activeactionpodcast.com to explore all episodes. Active Action Podcast, where voices inspire and entertain.
When something stressful happens, we often react immediately, and that reaction can be fueled by impatience or frustration. But if you build the habit of pausing just for a moment, you give yourself a chance to choose a more patient, thoughtful response. Maybe you count to five before speaking. Maybe you take a deep breath. Maybe you say, "Let me think about this," and give yourself a moment to get centered. These small habits can make a big difference in how you handle tense situations. I recall a time when I was working with a team on a big project. One of my teammates kept missing deadlines, and I found myself getting more and more annoyed. My initial impulse was to snap at them, to let them know how frustrated I was, but instead I paused. I thought about why they might be struggling. Maybe they had too much on their plates. Maybe they were dealing with something personal I don't know about. When I approached them calmly and asked if everything was okay, I learned that they were dealing with a family emergency. It completely changed my perspective, and I was glad that I had chosen a patient response over an impulsive one. We ended up collaborating more effectively after that. So patience in that scenario led to the understanding, which led to a better outcome for everyone involved. Building patience takes practice, and you're not going to become a beacon of Zen overnight, but you can start small. Try setting a patience goal each day. Maybe it's taking 3 deep breaths when you feel impatient, or maybe it's reminding yourself, "This too shall pass," whenever you feel the tightness in your chest that signals frustration. Over time, these small habits accumulate, and you'll find yourself more naturally inclined to handle challenges with composure. It's helpful to remember that patience often goes hand in hand with acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up or settling. It just means acknowledging reality. Let's say you're stuck in a difficult job situation. Your promotion isn't coming as fast as you hoped. Practicing patience and acceptance means recognizing that right now, this is your situation. You don't have to like it, but you accept that this is where you are. You choose to work steadily and calmly towards your goal. Impatience would have you resent the situation, get upset at your boss or the company, and maybe even act rashly in ways that don't serve your long-term interests. Patience allows you to keep moving forward, even if the progress is slow. Another key point is find healthy outlets for your frustration and impatience. It's not realistic to think you will never feel impatient again. Of course you will. What matters is how you handle it. Maybe you can take a walk to clear your head, or you journal about what's bothering you. Maybe you talk it out with a close friend or a therapist. Letting off steam in a healthy, constructive way prevents impatience from shimmering into anger or despair. It helps maintain your composure because you're not bottling everything up inside. Exercise can also play a surprisingly big role in fostering patience. Physical activity helps with stress management, and when you're less stressed, it's easier to remain patient. Yoga, for instance, combines physical movement with mindfulness, teaching you to be present and patient with your body as it flows through poses. But it doesn't have to be yoga. Any form of exercise that helps you feel good can support your mental resilience. If you're currently going through a particular tough time and feel like your patience is being tested, know that you're not alone. We have all been there. Something I often remind myself of is that difficulties don't last forever. The feeling of impatience itself is temporary. Sometimes just acknowledging that can help ease the intensities of the moment. This is hard and I feel impatient right now, but these feelings will pass and I'll move through this phase eventually. We have to think like that. Remember that practicing patience doesn't mean ignoring problems or being passive. It means approaching challenges with a steady mind and a willingness to work through them without losing your cool. When you stay composed, you're actually better equipped to find solutions. Impatience can cloud judgment and push you into hasty decisions, while patience allows you to think clearly and respond thoughtfully. Let's summarize some of the key strategies we have discussed in this podcast. Reframe challenges as opportunities to learn or grow, rather than seeing them purely as obstacles. Be mindful and present. Use breathing techniques or other grounding exercises to anchor yourself in the moment instead of rushing ahead to the future. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and recognize that it's okay to feel frustrated, but you don't have to stay stuck in that feeling. Set realistic expectations and boundaries. Don't overload yourself unnecessarily and understand that good things often take time. Pause before reacting. Give yourself a moment between a triggering event and your response, allowing patience to guide your words and actions. Accept what is. It doesn't mean giving up on change, but rather acknowledging the reality of the situation so you can deal with it effectively. Find healthy outlets for stress and impatience, whether that's exercise, talking to someone, or finding a creative release. Remember impermanence. This moment, no matter how tough, will pass. By incorporating these strategies into your daily life, you will start to notice subtle changes in how you react to delays and challenges. Over time, these subtle changes can lead to a more patient, composed version of yourself, someone who can handle the inevitable rough patches of life with a little more grace and confidence. Before we wrap up, I want to remind you that patience is a journey. No one masters it right away, and there will be times when you slip up. That's all part of the process. Each time you lose patience, you learn something new about yourself. Each time you consciously choose to remain calm in the face of frustration, you strengthen that patience muscle just a little more. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope these insights helped you find a bit more peace and composure in your life. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love for you to share it with someone who might also benefit from a reminder to slow down, breathe, and trust the process. Take care, stay patient, I'll join you in the next episode of the Active Action Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action Podcast.
We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. For more episodes and updates, head over to activeactionpodcast.com. Until next time, keep smiling, stay inspired, and keep making your mark. This is the Active Action Podcast, signing off.